you. That's not, we love you whether we're preaching or singing or anything. We appreciate the opportunity of being here. And my wife drives me often, especially when I'm going somewhere and I want to spend a few extra moments looking back over what I need to do. And but when I was looking through this book that I got, and I found this poem, and I like it. So I'm gonna practice on y'all. First time I've ever read it. Build for yourselves a strong box. Fashion each part with care. When it's strong as your hand can make it, put all your troubles there. Hide there all your thoughts of your failures and each bitter cup that you quaff. Lock all your heartaches within it and then set on the lid and laugh. Tell no one else its contents. Never its secrets share. When you've dropped in your care and worry, keep them forever there. Hide them from sight so completely that the world will never dream half. Fasten that strong box securely. Then just set on the lid and laugh. Hallelujah. Huh? Praise God. Some of y'all been through problems. Wouldn't you like to do that? Just set on the lid and laugh. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, our God give us that opportunity when he said, cast all your cares on him, for he careth for you. Just, Brother Ben, we can just sit on the lid and laugh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'd like to read to you a little bit Paul's instructions to Timothy, chapter 2 and verse number 1. Would you stand with me one more time for the reading of God's word? 2 Timothy chapter number 2. In verse 1, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Praise God. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we're grateful for your precious word, Lord. We're grateful, Lord, for every testimony, every song, Lord, the precious presence of your people. Lord, the precious presence of the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, that you'd bless this message that you spoke to my heart, Lord, and hearts would receive it, Lord. And God, lead us to a place of prayer tonight. Let this place of prayer, Lord, be above everything else in this entire day, Lord. Let it overshadow every song, Lord. Let it overshadow everything else in our life, God. Let this place of prayer tonight, God, let it just so fill us, Lord, and show us, God, and unburden us, Lord, that we might leave this place, seeing it's good to be in the presence of God. And we'll fail not to give you the praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for standing and for the reading of God's word. I want to preach to you tonight, and Brother Ricky said it true. I've had quite a while to think about this and pray about this message. And from the very beginning, this is laid upon my heart. And not always do I, and I may be completely terrible at trying to communicate it to you tonight. But this has been on my heart since the time that I was asked to come. In verse number one, first of all, Paul is speaking to Timothy to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse number two tells about what he wants to do, amen, in the life of this young man. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Praise God. So I come tonight with a commitment to you. And I want you to know that I really love this generation. Praise God. I love this generation, and I don't feel like one of those who thinks this generation is inadequate. I don't think that this group of young people are weak. I don't feel like that we're losing, praise God, the war in this generation at all. As a matter of fact, we have required much of your generation as a nation already. We've required your generation to go into foreign soils. We've required blood of your generation. We've required the life of many of this generation. And do you know, since the 70s, this generation has produced more Medal of Honor winners than anyone else since the 70s. Praise God. This is quite a generation, Lord of God. This is not a weak generation. Y'all help me preach just a moment. And I've come to commit to you tonight, amen, not because I'm committing to someone frail and weak that I'm afraid that's going to drop the ball, but I want to leave with you something that's so powerful. I want to leave to you a charge, amen, that Paul left to his son Timothy to commit. And he said to commit to faithful men who may be able to teach others also. And so my commitment goes to you, amen, with the faith that you are faithful men. Amen, the term men there means not, amen, a gender, amen, but a people. Praise God. I want to commit to you, amen, the most precious thing in my life and the life of these other men and women here. We want to commit to you the care, amen, of the church of the Almighty God. Praise God. We want to pass the torch from one generation to the next, amen, and never drop amongst the handoff, never falter and fail, Brother Ricky, amen, as we're trying to, Brother Ben, to lay, amen, this responsibility, amen, in the hearts of men that I trust, in the hearts of men that I hold dear to me, praise God, in the hearts of women, amen, that I see the power of God I'm working in their lives. And I'm not looking for you to fail. I'm looking for you to go far beyond the place that we have come to. I'm looking for you to go far beyond the standard that we have set. Amen. To reach far beyond, amen, the places that we have stopped already. I'm looking for you, amen, to be victorious in an hour when the world says you're going to fail. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm believing you. I'm believing you and your singing ability. I'm believing your testifying ability. I believe in your preaching ability. I believe in your holy living ability. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I've come to preach to you tonight, amen, that I have a commitment to you. And this commitment in verse number 3 says, amen, that there's going to be an endurance of hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Did you know that the Lord chose the term soldier to describe his church? Glory to God. Did you know a lot of this precious Bible needs to be looked at from a military point of view? I wish B.H. Clendenin was here tonight and he could preach to you a little bit about a good soldier. Lord of God, I wish he could tell you about all the things that he suffered there. Amen, in World War II and all of those things. And I thought about it when I was studying, amen, for this message, and men and great men that have suffered and died for the cause. Praise the Lamb of God. And but there's going to be some endurance of heart. And we are called to be soldiers of the cross. Hallelujah. Lord of God. Lord of God, when I first got into boot camp, when I signed up, it wasn't any accident that I said that about those two old men. I've been thinking about that quite a bit. I remember when I got into boot camp, praise God, that I had long red hair when I was a young man. I had long red hair and a red goatee. I looked like my mommy, except my goatee was bigger than mom's. As a matter of fact, she never did have a goatee. When I first got into boot camp, one of the first things they did was make me look like everybody else. They made me look like everybody else. I went into the latrine. That's a fancy word in the Army for bathroom. After they cut my hair, there's a bunch of us Sylvania soft white bulbs with eyeballs. Looking back out in the mirror. And I didn't know who I was. I'm honest. I didn't know. Brother Tim, I raised my hand to find out who I was. Hallelujah. And then they put a uniform on me and made me look even more like everybody else. Hallelujah. And then they tried to teach me orders of marching. And praise God. You ever seen an old hillbilly boy when they try to make him march? I'm used to walking around the mountain like this, you know. Hallelujah. And they made us walk alike. And they made us talk alike. Hallelujah. They indoctrinated us. And then they inoculated us. Hallelujah. They ran us. Then ran us some more. I remember Dave Reavers' tape when he joined and got in the Navy SEALs. And if y'all don't know who he is, you need to listen to his testimony. He said he's a fat guy and ended up in the Navy SEALs. And said they ran him so much, said he lost so much weight, said he'd tease the hair on his legs to hold his socks up. Hallelujah. Lord God. Hallelujah. But they made something out of us. They made something out of us. When I got into Holiness Church, I'd already got in our service. And I grew my long shag back. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I guarantee you, I didn't know Elmer Helton from nobody, but he could have lived and he could have wore that old Smokey the Bear hat and he could have been a drill sergeant. Hallelujah. Because he started doing some of the same things that they had done to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I started talking about the way I looked and the way I acted and the way I dressed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all helping me, young folks. Praise God. And he was starting to make something of me. He was trying to make something of me. Y'all helping me preach. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I wish you knew that the love of these men of God, amen, if you've ever got crossways with your pastor, amen, over a standard of some kind of another, I wish you knew how much he loved you. I wish he knew how much he cared for you. Brother Keith, they loved it because of love. Amen. The things that we say, amen, the things that we try to hold to is to keep a soldier ready for battle. Praise God. I need to preach to you about verse number 4. Verse number 4 is my text. But verse number 4 says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. Lord of God. Entangling. Lord of God. Anybody chop any wood here? Would you like to have somebody to be a welding a double-bitted axe around you if he's got hog lard on his hands? Huh? Uh-uh. You want him to have a firm grip. Praise God, because an oak stump may not be the only thing he's going to split. Lord God. I want to preach to you just a little while, because the Lord has given me just a little bit of insight. I want to preach to you you soldiers of the cross. I want to preach to you on the danger of distraction. The danger of distraction. You know, I'm not a good driver. I really am not. You ask my wife. I get to looking around too much. And when I get to looking around, I get to driving around. Hallelujah. I'm easily distracted. You may not think it's important, praise God, but getting distracted can kill you. Getting distracted can destroy the life of someone you love, someone you care, a work that you love, a church that you love with all your heart. Your distraction can destroy a work of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I was in high school, I wasn't saved. I was lost before I got saved. Praise God. I was real lost. I wasn't raised in a Christian home, and I was lost. And I wasn't, you know the old saying, you're not enough coordinated to chew bubble gum and walk at the same time? Praise God. That if there was a picture on that under the caption, it would have been me. I wasn't coordinated. I grew too fast. I grew 6'4". The last time I remembered, I was 5'5". Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden, I woke up, my shoes is 15 triple E. Praise God, I look like Bozo the Clown. And the basketball coach got me to go out to basketball. But he didn't get me out because I was good. He got me because I was intimidating. Because I didn't know how to play basketball. All I'd ever played was football. And so when I played basketball, I played football. And so my prime objective was on the basketball team is when the other team started scoring a whole lot, he'd put me in. And the guy that was scoring was the one I was to watch. Now there's something disorienting about going up for a layup in basketball when this guy behind you is going, hey, 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 praise God. And slams you into the wall. And I'm hollering, clear hit, clear hit. I wasn't a center, I wasn't a forward, I wasn't a guard. I was a distractor. And hell's good at it. Hell's good at it. By the time you're on a hot streak for God, amen, hell will put in somebody whose sole purpose in life is to take you out. If not take you out, maim you. Amen. If not destroy you, at least cripple you. Praise God. Listen to me, young lady. That's the reason tall, dark, and handsome comes oozing his way into your life. Amen. Right when you're getting ready to pray through to something wonderful in the house of God. Amen. He's a distractor. He is a distractor. Listen to me, young man. When God's a tugging on your heartstring, amen, and telling you what he wants you to do in the house of God, amen, all of a sudden, amen, the Coke bottle appears. Hallelujah. She's a distraction. Woo! Help me, Lord. You're praying for me, ain't you? Lord of God, a distraction just sure. Amen. You know, when you're getting ready to go full time for God and all of a sudden, amen, that job that you've been thinking about so many years. Amen. The one that's got the six figures attached to the end of your name. All of a sudden they call you up, praise God, and you're getting ready to launch out. You already got your trailer in a truck. You're getting ready to go, amen, evangelize. Praise God. God doesn't give you a little congregation somewhere or another to pastor. And all of a sudden you get that call. And they said, man, it's got all kinds of hospitalization. And we've got a retirement plan. Praise God. We can do all so much for you. Distractor. It's a distraction. And dear saint of God, dear man of God, and dear woman of God, it's hell trying to destroy the work of God. It's hell trying to destroy the church that you love and the work of God that you love and the things that you would die for. Amen, old soldier of the cross. Can you look beyond? Can you look above? Amen, the distraction. And brother Matt, as it ever came your way. Oh, brother Shiflett, as it ever came your way. Oh, brother, as it ever came your way. Distraction after distraction. Glory to God forever. He's a distractor. Hallelujah. Oh, David, he'd already been anointed king. I called your house the other night. The other day, yeah. You was home. Next time I call, you be there. Praise God. He already got to be king. He'd already out to been many, many, many battles. And he'd won. Hallelujah. But there came a day when kings should go out to battle. You know, Brother Ricky, the Bible never says why. It never does, brother. I thought we was going to get your uncle during camp meeting. It never does say why that he stayed home. Hallelujah. Before Bathsheba, David was distracted. Hallelujah. You know what a flashbang is? That's something that we use in the military. It was a distraction. You popped the thing, man, you threw it in, and it would make a big, loud bang and just a blinding flash. And they'd be distracted. Hallelujah. Pray for me, saints. Pray for me, saints. I don't keep you long, but I want to preach to you. Glory, 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 glory. Distracted from duty, David was. Demas hath forsaken me, Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 4, having loved this present world. And it became a distraction. Do you know the name Demas means literally popularity? His popularity. Did you know popularity can become a distraction? Woo, help me, Lord. You can be so popular that you can't get nothing done. Come on, help me preach a minute. Popularity sometimes has chains of its own.
Amen. Success has chains of its own. Amen. And a wise man. Amen. And a wise woman. Amen. Will learn to avoid those chains at an altar of prayer. Praise God. But success in its own realm, a success of its own self, brother, it has chains. Praise God. And those chains can be distracting to you. Amen. You're afraid to do something that God wants you to do, unless it would mar your popularity. Amen. You might be afraid to take a stand. Amen. When you know a stand should be taken, unless you would mar your popularity. Amen. You might be. Are you listening to me? I'm trying to tell you, soldier. I'm trying to tell you, soldier. Amen. This is a war to the death. Praise God. And the devil loves to be able to distract you, that he might place a well-marked round into your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh God, I'm a poet. I'm not a poet, but I like to read poems. Can I read you one more real quick? You have to forgive my Hillbonics. Hallelujah. I know that I don't speak English very well. This is a poem by Hezekiah Butterworth. Please listen to this, young folks. I walk through the woodland meadow where sweet the thrushes sing, and I found on a bed of mosses a bird with a broken wing. I healed its wound, and each morning it sang its sweet old strain, but the bird with a broken pinion never soared as high again. I found a young life broken by sin's seductive art, and touched with a Christ-like pity, I took him to my heart. He lived with a noble purpose and struggled not in vain, but that precious life that sin had stricken never soared as high again. But the bird with a broken pinion kept another from the snare, and the life that sin had stricken raised another from despair. Each loss has its compensation. There's healing for every pain. But the bird with a broken pinion oft never sails as high again. Somebody get a song on their heart for the altar, please. However y'all do that, brother. We live in a video game world. You know, we play the game, and if we don't like the results, we just reset and start all over. You know more about that than I do. If my children, when they were growing up and they were playing those video games, and they could put a memory card in the side. And if they played the game up to a certain level, they could save it there and start all over again, Brother Shiflett. Right there where they left off. I seen my boys play before, Brother Ronnie, and they'd play those racing games, you know, those breakneck speeds, and they'd slam into the wall and game over would come up. But then they'd just reset the game and play again. There's not a real reset on sin.
love to hear you sing. Be awful if sin would, and I'm just using you out of just because you're my friend. If sin would silence that beautiful voice. There was a man played the fool one time, and in his foolish life and doing the things that he wanted to do, he lost his leg. And they put a wooden leg on him. He's got a leg. It's a leg. But it just ain't the same. He couldn't stand on a slick floor. An old peg leg keeps sliding out from under him. He was a thinker. So he took a hammer and a nail and he drove a nail in the bottom of that peg leg. He could stand up on that slick floor. But you know, all his life, brother, after that he said, I wished I had my old leg back. Inside of your heart and your life, you harbor the most wonderful thing. God's give you a future. A future that I believe you're... I wished, not that I'd like to live forever, but I'd like to live long enough to see some of these brothers come to the full end of their ministry, brother. You're talking about it going to be a sight on earth what these preachers are going to be. These sisters singing. These little children shouting around. Wouldn't you like to just hang around a while and see? Wouldn't it be awful to an awful thing to find out you got distracted and you hobble around the rest of your life trying to recall one evening, trying to pull it back again. Help me just a minute, saints. I'm going to get out of your way. Holiness is right. Do you know that? Holy living is right. Holy dressing is right. Holy talking is right. You know, Brother Allen, when I was in the service, I was a squad leader. And that old sergeant, he told me, he said, now, you need to watch these men. And I'm going to tell you something, son, some things to watch for. If these men start getting discouraged and depressed and so homesick, I'll tell you some things I'm going to tell you to look for. He said, look at their boots. Look at their boots. He said, they won't polish their boots like he should. He said, look at their shirts. They won't come out to the formation and their shirts won't be starched and the creases will be all off and they won't pay any attention to the way they wear their rank anymore. Y'all help me preach. Don't get angry with the pastor when he says, now son, you didn't used to do that. Daughter, you wasn't used to let that go on nowadays. Hey. Are you getting distracted? Are you getting distracted? Hallelujah. You never would drop that station on that one before. What happened? God. Can I torment you just one more minute? I observed a locomotive in the railroad yards one day. It was waiting in the roundhouse where the locomotive stayed. It was panting for the journey. It was cold and fully manned. And it had a box that firemen were filling full of sand. It appears that locomotives cannot always get a grip. And on their slender iron pavement, sometimes it causes their wheels to slip. And when they reach a slippery spot, the tactics they command to get a grip on the rail, they got to sprinkle a little sand. It's about that way when you travel life's way along life's slippery track. If your load's getting pretty heavy and you start to slipping back. So if you're a common locomotive, you'll understand. You just need to talk to somebody to give you a few handfuls of sand. If your track is steep and hilly and you have a heavy grade, if those that gone before you have the rails quite slippery made, if you ever reach the summit on heaven's tableland, you'll have to find you'll do it by using a whole lot of sand. If you strike some frigid weather and discover that to your cost that you're unable to slip up on a heavy coat of frost, then some prompt decided action will be called and to demand. Now, dear friend, you'll slip all the way to the bottom if you ain't got a little sand. You can get to any station that's on life's schedule scene. If there's a fire beneath the boiler of ambition's strong machine. And if you reach a place at a rate that's speed that's grand. And you'll make it, dear child of God. If you got a little bit of sand. I'm a Lewis L'Amour reader. Hope y'all don't fall out with me. I like reading those old westerns. They always say about those old fellas that, you know, that just can't be whipped. I said, man, that guy was full of sand. He's full of sand. Brother Ricky Savage. We gotta have a few handfuls of sand. Praise God. Would you stand with me? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I've done my best to preach. I own its falterings and failures as always. But the message is yours, Lord. Now, Lord, Satan is an illusionist. And he does some things, Lord, by sleight of hand. But God, around your altar, I found a generous portion of sand. We're coming tonight, Lord, to load up the box because we're going to make a run to heaven. We got some hills and some valleys and some frosty places, God. Would you help us to load up on the sand tonight? Bless these young folks, God. Fill them, Lord. Refill them, God. I pray, Lord, that they'll go beyond our wildest dream, Lord, and we've dreamed some wild ones, God. God, that they'll win millions and billions of souls. Help us this night, Lord, to dig deep around this altar, God. And I praise you for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Are you here tonight and you don't know the Lord? Tonight, God like to make a soldier out of you. He'll make a soldier out of you and provide you with such things that you can get the glory on them. Tonight, if you're here and you've been having a little trouble, praise God. The altar is a place that you need to be. I don't know how you need to pray. I like to walk and pray myself. Praise God. But however you need to get a hold of God the best, you young folks, would you come now? Come on, young folks, you come first. Would you come on? Praise God, you lead the way. Somebody lead the way. Come on, follow in. Praise God. If you find yourself without somebody to pray for, grab a hold of somebody. Glory to God. Would you come on? Glory, 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 glory. Don't let hell distract you. Don't let hell pull you away in this last time.